This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ooh,
tight! Inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it is disgusting outside in St. Louis. Last night it was disgusting. Went outside about 9:30 p.m. and it felt like soup. We are in the midst of a St. Louis summer. St. Louis summer suck.
Well,
suck.
No, you can sweat.
Who likes this weather?
Well, feels great to sweat.
It doesn't feel great to sweat at 10 o'clock at night when you just step outside your door.
You're constantly, it's like living in a diuretic. We're all just losing water weight.
Amy Marks, Kors, Chris Ranji, hour two of three of the Chris and Amy show. Time to go to the guest line this morning, and we bring in AccuWeather meteorologist Jeff Nordine, who's a friend of the show and visits with us. How's it going, Jeff?
Well, my house either did or was about to get struck by lightning.
Yeah, okay. We heard. So you're in a different part of the country.
Yeah.
What's going on where you live, and are you okay?
Yes, it was literally a flash and a bang, like immediately house shaking. The cat ran from my sister's closet. It was, you know, kind of scary, but I'm okay, and everything is okay. Funny enough, these storms are actually going to be headed towards you guys as soon as Friday. It's going to be a little bit slow, but it will get there.
Oh, fun.
So the same lightning that struck your house will soon be hitting us. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I mean, that's just a natural way of, you know, progressive systems. They, you know, shift from usually east to west, but in this case, it's south northwest to southeast.
Underneath the same big storm.
So,
somewhere out
Jeff,
there.
If this storm is making our way, is this storm in the heat dome or is it on the outskirts of the heat dome?
Are storms allowed inside the heat dome?
Yeah. Because we're in the heat dome.
Well, so are we. We have a heat advisory today, and we just got hit with storms. So there we go.
Well, ours is worse. And
yeah.
Right. So, yeah, the heat dome, it is in place. And that's why, you know, St. Louis is going to have dry weather today, tomorrow, and then tomorrow night. By the time we get to Friday, we are going to see this frontal passage. What I'm going to call is a very slow-moving cool front. And I say cool because, unfortunately, it's not quite cooling us enough. We're looking at mid to upper 90s still Friday through the weekend with rounds of showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to take the heat, but I do have good news. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure you are. Upper 80s, low 90s by middle of the week next week.
Okay.
You know, that's how bad it is.
Yeah.
When it gets
that's
to be
how
up,
bad it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Upper
80s, lower 90s.
It's good news.
Yeah. I mean, you hear low 90s like, hey, we're getting a reprieve. It'll be low 90s next week. That's not great.
Okay. And Jeff, the heat indices have been rather shocking, but I do have a question because I'm on, you know, I follow AccuWeather.
Yeah.
And do you guys have the real field temperature? But then if you go to the Weather Channel and they have the heat index, and I've noticed the real field temperature is always higher, or at least, you know, it has been in the past few weeks in this heat, than the heat index. So what is the difference between the real field temperature and what we would call a heat index?
And Weather Channel has feels like. So
feels like.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're all different.
They are not. So okay. The feel like and heat index can be interchanged. The feel like heat index and AccuWeather real feel can and should not be interchanged because the AccuWeather real feel scale was, you know, more or less brought up in a new sort of calculation where we actually studied the effects of putting some, you know, volunteers for like a temperature study into controlled environments where we said, we knew what the air temperature was, we knew what the dew point was, and we knew all the other things that would make the heat index as high as 111 in today's case, which is what the heat index is for St. Louis. But let's just say we made it feel like, you know, the heat index is 100, and the people would report back, what do you feel it is? What do you think the temperature is? And then we'd take them out, kind of reset them, reset the room to a different temperature, and do it again. And then we'd ask them, what does it feel like? So it's a human input, you know, and then we take that kind of formula. But it's also multiple things, right? We use the sunshine. How much sunshine is there? How little sunshine is there? What's the dew point? What's the wind? What is the cloud cover? I mean, there's so many other things that go into the real field temperature. That's why it's considered more valuable than a heat index, even though we all know a heat index has its value.
Because it sounds like the not the algorithm, but the formula for heat index is a little bit simpler than the real feel.
Yes, the heat index formula is relative humidity and air temperature, and the correlation between the two. So on the National Weather Service website, they have a, you know, tidbit about it. And basically they have a chart that if you take the humidity of 65% relative humidity and pair it with the temperature that it's outside at, you know, what was it, 80 something degrees? Because I, you know, what's funny, observations are not even coming through at STL Airport. Since 1 a.m., they've been coming through every 4 hours. It's like the temperature gauge doesn't even want to work.
Oh, really?
Well, that's probably not good.
Is it melting?
No, it's not. So 87 is what I have as of 10 a.m. So if we take those two numbers and the relative humidity is sitting at 69%, the heat index with a temp of 87 is roughly 117 to 120-ish because, you know, obviously you have to interpolate. It goes up by fives. It's hot. It's humid. Yeah. It's yucky. There's no doubt about that. But we take into consideration the dew point. A 76-degree dew point is tropical.
Yeah.
It's 78 right now where we are.
So Jeff,
that's exactly how I would react to.
See, you're great, Jeff. You are the meteorologist that people need.
That's what
you
we
know.
Need.
You're real. Like, not many meteorologists would just say "ugh," but that's what that is the people's voice.
Yeah,
Jeff.
Most meteorologists are like, all weather is equal.
Yeah,
I love all weather.
But I do want to bring up the dew point, Jeff, because I know when I'm like talking with friends or whatever, we always talk about the humidity. But as you mentioned, humidity is relative. It's really the dew point that matters. And I say this as someone who, like, you know, like runs and I'm outside all the time. My coach doesn't look at the humidity. The humidity is fine, but he looks at the dew point. And when the dew point is like over 74 or in the 70s, like, you know, you're probably going to have to change your workout. Like, the dew point is where it's at.
Yes, it very much is. So there is a scale that I trust, and I think this one is, this one's coming from NPR News, which is a local one, but NPR will cover it too. But greater than 75, how it feels, this word made me giggle, oppressive.
Yeah. Yes.
And then 70 to 75, very humid, 65 to 69, humid. And then slightly humid below 65 when the dew point is there. And that is a better way and it's a more valuable way to describe it. Something about the dew point, too, that relative humidity does not cover is how much moisture is actually available in the air. And therefore, you know, when you sweat, you cannot cool off because you're not going to be able to evaporate. There's no capacity for your sweat to get into the atmosphere anymore. So that's why you don't cool off. And I've seen people who I think are a little cuckoo in the head because they're running on a day like today. What is your problem? Are you trying to get some medical attention?
You're talking to her right now.
Yes. So this morning I had a workout. We did 11 miles, and I will say,
why?
Jeff, she said, listen to this. She said, so I started early because she was waiting for her workout people to join up with her. And
why do they want to?
Hold on. And she ran 6 miles. She said, I ran 6 miles for my warm up. 6 miles for her warm up.
Yeah. And here's the thing, though. I was sweating so much. I think I would have looked drier if I had jumped in a lake. Like, my shoes were going squish, squish, squish. It looked like I had been swimming. It was insane, Jeff. And I will say, all jokes aside, don't be stupid. And I was probably stupid because, like I said, I got there early and I didn't bring enough water. It's not messing around when you are sweating and nothing's happening. Like, you just look like you've jumped in a lake.
Amy, just please take any advice I say. If you're going to do that, have a shirt that can hold the moisture that you sweat and turn it to cool. You know, have a cooling shirt.
Yeah.
Have a water bottle that's giant. You know, you may want to just bring a 5-gallon jug and, you know, use that as your motivation to continue to stay fit. But all jokes aside with that, bring water and stop frequently to fill up said water. I saw this one guy, he was jogging and no water. And I was like, is your deal?
Right. Right.
What's going on in the brain? Is there any function? Like, have you already lost function?
Well, that's what a spectacular question. Spectacular. I have a question.
Okay, I've got one too, Ron.
No, well, hold on a second. You've taken up enough of Jeff's time.
I'm so excited.
Oh, please. I could be on this show for hours. This is great.
So, all right. So, we're getting toward the end of July. According to my memory, it feels like this summer has been way worse than last summer. Last summer to me felt like it wasn't terrible. We only had like a couple of 100-degree days, so it wasn't awful like a typical St. Louis summer. Am I right? Is this one already worse than last year?
Would you be surprised to know that as of the 22nd of July, we're only a degree over the average temperature?
Yes.
Yep.
Stunned.
I know. Mic drop. Because seriously, the average temperature for this time of year, the 23rd, is 80 degrees, and we're a degree over at 81.
Oh, okay.
It's believe it or not, it's hard to believe seeing that and realizing what you are going through.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, one thing that's not tracked, and I wish it was, on climate averages is the dew point trends.
Yes.
Are you experiencing the more humid days versus it can be 80s and 70 degree dew points and still be gross. But then you have an 80 degree day with a 60 degree dew point, and it's actually a nice summer. So, yeah, I wish it was tracked. And yeah, honestly, like, I could just write up a quick program that does that, changes what this output is and says, here's what the dew point was every day, and here's what the average dew point is. I want to see that trend.
So, Jeff, we support you 100% in that. You and we want to be the official dew point show because Ronj and I independently have both been obsessed with dew point. It's really the only thing we have in common. It's why we have this show. We're obsessed with dew point. And if you track the dew point trends, we're going to make this a partnership.
I look at dew point before the temperature.
I know.
I can.
Like, for real?
Yeah.
We support you, Jeff. You have a microphone on our show if you track dew point trends.
Well, that's good to know. It's seriously, it has to be tracked.
Okay.
I know it is, but I just don't have it in front of me. I just have to find a website that already did it.
As we say goodbye, I do want to ask, does corn sweat contribute to dew point?
Yes, it does. Okay. I'm a firm believer in that as a person who lives in the Corn Belt.
Yeah.
Yes. It does happen, and I heard a statistic that is actually new to me, that it's 4,000 gallons of water sweated from corn. I'm like, 4,000 gallons, can you harvest it? Like,
yeah.
Let me get some of that water.
As we say goodbye here, we have Dave, who is watching us on YouTube and says, too many meteorologists like the extreme weather, like snow, cold, and heat. I hate their enthusiasm during these times. Dew points suck. So that's a message from Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, you're absolutely right. I don't like the extremes. I like it to be nice and steady, which is why you have to find somewhere in a healthy medium. You know, you can't be in the heat. You can't be in the cold. And I don't know where that is.
It's
I
not
have
St.
yet
Louis.
To find it.
San Diego.
It's not St. Louis. Jeff Nordine, AccuWeather meteorologist, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Yep. Chris and Amy, you guys have a good one. Stay
you
cool.
Too.
Yeah. Stay cool. We can stay inside. That's the only thing you can do. 78 dew point right now. Humidity 71%.
That might be the highest
very high.
I've seen.
Very, very high. It is Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Did you listen to a lot of Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
Black Sabbath?
Not really. There's a song that I cannot think of the name right now that I really do like. It's not Crazy Train. It's not the one we're hearing now.
Can
let me
As a quick
look
note,
up a song list real quick.
As a quick note, I thought Ozzy Osbourne was rock and roll. I didn't know he was considered heavy metal.
I guess for the time.
Yeah.
Because I thought,
yeah, I mean, it's
I thought heavy metal was like the screaming stuff that Kevin Wheeler listens to.
Well, that's the newer, like, real heavy bang your head against the wall stuff.
Because I do not like metal. I don't like banging your head against the wall. I don't like angry stuff. But I think Black Sabbath has some great music. Like, but to me, that's rock and roll.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, yeah. They were like early heavy metal, before, yes, like when it was brand new.
What is their heaviest song? Because, like, I don't even think Crazy Train is
not really
heavy metal. Crazy Train
Iron
feels
Man's
like rock.
Kind of heavy. I think War Pigs is the song I like. I think that's the one that I really enjoy. But I watched, was it 2003 it started?
Mm-hmm.
That reality show he was in. And I hate reality shows. The only ones I've ever liked are the first few seasons of The Real World when it was actually good. That show was great at the time it started. And I think I watched some Road Rules at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But then The Osbournes. I watched The Osbournes and I loved that show. And the kids were such a Jack and I cannot remember the sister's name, mm-hmm. but they were such brats.
Yeah.
Just it was interesting seeing Ozzy Osbourne, who seemed like he was completely out of it the entire time, you know, whether it was after effects of drugs or whatever. It just seemed like he was completely out of it all the time. This rock star who was a bigger than life rock star who had these bratty kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. It was just like a little insight into a guy who had a normal life, even though he wasn't a normal person.
But just, I remember, when that show, that kind of catapulted Sharon Osbourne into the limelight, because she wasn't a star before that.
And Jack has the son Jack has a show.
And Kelly Osbourne
had a
show.
Like a paranormal show.
I think Kelly Osbourne had a show or hosted or something. She got famous, the daughter.
Kelly, that's the name.
Yes, when I think of metal, though, like, again, Crazy Train and Black Sabbath, like, Crazy Train sounds like rock and roll to me. When I think of metal, I think of Slipknot, System of a Down, Avenged Sevenfold, and that's so much heavier to me. Am I wrong? Maybe I don't know enough of their songs.
Well, I mean, it's progressed, because you're talking, Iron Man was 1970.
Yeah.
So that was a long time ago, and we're talking about almost, it's over 50 years ago. Right?
I always thought the intensity.
55 years?
Yeah, the intensity of the aesthetic of Kiss didn't really match their music.
Yeah.
You thought it was a little light?
Yes. When you see Kiss and like they're sticking their tongues out and they've got their faces painted, you think, oh, these guys are going to be heavy. And then I feel like they basically sing pretty light music.
I want to rock and roll all night, party every day.
Yeah. They're like this, like, you ready? Here we go. I want to rock and roll all night.
Okay, well, think about this.
They're like Miley Cyrus. Party in the USA.
I Want to Hold Your Hand is considered rock and roll.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was 60s rock and roll. You know, things change a little bit.
And let me ask you this, though. Don't you think rock and roll, and this is something I just thought of and I'm being hypocritical now, but don't you think rock and roll is different than rock? Rock and roll is cutesy. And
no, it's
rock,
the same.
Rock is like Muse.
No, it's the same. You could say alternative rock. Muse borders on metal.
Or industrial. Because isn't Tool and Nine Inch Nails, that's industrial.
That's industrial. Those, they're not really similar to Muse.
I don't like industrial. But I don't know. Because I feel like hardcore singers like rock and roll are not going to say we're rock and roll. They're just going to say we're rock.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you're onto something.
Right?
Like, rock and roll, I do think of like Chuck Berry.
Yes,
like 50s,
Elvis.
Like Elvis is the king of rock and roll. But you don't think of rock and roll, Elvis is the same as rock and roll.
Oasis has a song called Rock and Roll Star.
Yeah, you're right.
But I think they do it because rock and roll is cutesy. Now they're just, isn't Oasis kind of poppy?
Yeah, they're pretty poppy.
Yeah, they're not rock.
But they're considered rock. They're definitely
pop rock.
Pop rock?
Nah.
I don't know how to describe them. Brit pop.
Popular
Brit
rock and roll.
Popular
Brit rock.
Yeah. All I know.
Are you guys
jealous
of me that I'm going to go see that show?
Super.
I'm jealous that you're rich and I'm not.
I'm jealous that you saw the bananas.
Hold on. Face value tickets. I did not go to StubHub, so.
Things are going pretty Pretty well for that guy. You switch to the FM, suddenly he's traveling, jet-setting around the country to see bands.
You're on FM, too.
Well, maybe we should tell some more people, because it is not paying off like I thought it would.
Matt is watching on YouTube and says, hardcore rock and roll Hall of Fame member Dolly Parton. Well, okay, it's that the problem with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is they should have called it the Music Hall of Fame or something. But rock and because you have all these great rap artists and you have country singers and they're all going into the same Hall of Fame.
I grew up on Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith in the 90s and old school rock like Supertramp, right? Like my dad's vinyls. But as a kid listening to Amy Grant, even I knew there was a disconnect between the appearance of Kiss and the music that they produce. Let's rock and roll. We're rock and rolly because we're Kiss and we paint our faces and have a good time.
One guy's got a real long tongue.
Ew, I do not like that.
You
know,
scary. You don't like Gene Simmons?
No.
Well, let's talk some baseball, shall we?
Yes.
Cardinals are really making me sad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Ready to go. The 2-2 delivery is a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Couldn't hold up that time. The first strikeout of the game for the Cardinals is the last pitch of the game. as Halvorsen finishes off the Cardinals in the ninth inning, and the Rockies have earned a split in this series as they lost yesterday, but they win this one 8-4.
Come on, Cardinals. We need you to keep beating Colorado just because, you know, you beat Colorado. We're trying to make them the worst team ever. We just had the worst team ever last year, and now this team is the worst team ever, potentially. But the Cardinals so far have split the series with Colorado, and they will play this afternoon, 1:15 pregame show on KMOX, and then the broadcast at 2:10. John Rooney is rejoining the team shortly, but today we have Benji Molina, who is a broadcaster on the Spanish language side for La Tremenda, and he is with us this morning. Benji, how you doing?
How you guys doing? Thank you for having me in your show. It's always a pleasure, man. Thank you. And plus, you guys got me off that heat. I was doing something outside, and I remember that interview, and I was like, oh, heck yeah, man. I got to go inside.
Well, we're glad to give you an excuse to come in.
What are you doing outside? It's hot.
I was moving staff. We had a birthday party on Sunday, and there was a couple of staff still out there, and just moving them around, and holy moly, half an hour will feel like a whole day out there.
It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. So, Benji, I asked this question of Ollie Marmol during Gas House Gang yesterday. We have him on every Tuesday at noon, and it was about playing a bad team. So the Cardinals are not a bad baseball team. They've been disappointing, I think, in the last few weeks, but they're not a bad team. They are playing the Rockies, which are probably going to be historically bad, maybe the worst team ever. When you're playing a bad baseball team, are you guys aware of it? And if you're aware of it, are you thinking, man, we cannot lose to these bums? Like, what are you thinking in the clubhouse, even if you're not going to say it publicly?
Well, you're right. You know, it's in your head. Obviously, you know that they haven't been playing well, so we have the advantage. That's the first thing that we think as a player. We have the advantage. They're doing something wrong all year that gets him to win only 25 games, right? So in your head as a player, you're like, yeah, we're playing these bad teams, maybe they're pitching. Then you look at pitching, and it's not even good either. So, okay, our team is good. Our team can hit. And can do things, and we can play defense, we can pitch and all that. So we have the upside on this game. Now what that teaches you is that you cannot be overconfident on any team in a major league because they're major league players. At any moment, if the pitcher makes mistakes on your team, the bat team is going to make you pay no matter what. So it is difficult. We do think about it. We have it in our head. Also, it's a good way to come back when you have a losing streak or something like that. You're facing these teams and that are not playing well, and you're like, okay, man, we can come back. This is going to give us confidence to keep going for the rest of the season and things like that. So, but when it doesn't happen, you're bummed, you're disappointed that you couldn't beat him in that moment, that night, and it makes it really frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty frustrating the last few weeks of games, I should say, for the Cardinals. I think no one more frustrated than Eric Fetty. He said last night after the game, the truth is I've been awful. There's nothing more to say. So if you are a pitcher like Eric Fetty and you're struggling and you've been struggling, or a pitcher like Miles Michaelis, who's not had a good year, and now you're approaching the trade deadline and the team is kind of in this flux, is it in the back of their minds that they might not still be with the team in a few weeks, or do you just have to put that out of your mind?
They're not the only two probably on their back of their heads. I mean, there's a few others that are probably thinking, man, am I going to be here? As a player, you cannot allow yourself to think that. You cannot go out there and pitch thinking, okay, this is my last start. I'm going to be traded. I'm not doing good. Luckily, when I played in my age, I did not face any of these because I was lucky enough to play with guys that were so positive, you know. So even when they were struggling, they came into the field. You never hear about how struggling they are or how bad they've been pitching or any of that. So I was lucky in that matter. But in this case, if you're talking about Fetty and Michaelis, You have to go out your 5 days or 4 days the same way you have been going. You still have to have that fight in you. You still have to think about your teammates. You still have to think about the St. Louis City, the St. Louis Cardinals organization. You still have to be professional. You still have to train the same. You still have to go out there, even if it doesn't go well. Even if it doesn't go well, because that's performance, that they're not performing well at this moment. But as a player, you have to still go out there. You still have to pick up your teammates. You still have to do your best. You still have to be 100% out there on the field so your teammates can never say, man, this guy was lacking. This guy wasn't even training. This guy wasn't even doing anything. So the best thing that these two kids can do, Fetty and Michael, I just keep going for the four. Now Fetty pitched yesterday, so 4 days, I'm going to train my butt off. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to watch video. I'm going to talk to my pitching coach. I'm going to see what I'm doing wrong. And the next outing, I'm going to do better. That's the best way they can go at it right now. But if they start thinking about trading and trade deadline and I'm doing horrible, I don't know what I'm doing, I stink, that's just probably going to get him deeper in the hole.
The Cardinals, and we know the pitching struggles at the rotation level, it hasn't really been bad. Relief pitching has been fine for them. They've done okay. Offensively, there's been a lot of nights where they have disappeared completely. We've talked about all the shutouts that happened over about a week and a half period, 2 weeks period. So they've gone from being one of the, top five offensive teams, at least in the first couple of months of the season, to now being right there in the middle. What do you see with them offensively, and why has it dropped off so much?
In my opinion, Chris and Amy, look, if you start the game in the first inning losing, the second inning you go 3-0, the third inning you go 6-0, it takes a toll in the team, right? In the hitting, because you're coming from behind a lot. And in this case, in this year's Cardinals, we have seen that a lot. We have seen it. The guys that we're facing, they go ahead right away, 3-0, 4-0, and all of a sudden we find ourselves playing from behind. And this year has been a lot. What this year is different is that the guys have a great heart. They have a great fight, that they give you a great game. They come back. They fight back. They try to make it a game. They try to tie the game. They try to go ahead in the game. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference from the year before. But it takes a toll, man. We're already in late July after the All-Star break. And if you start, for example, the game yesterday, you know you can beat him. You know they're not playing well. And all of a sudden, in the third inning, you look up in the scoreboard and 6-0. So as a offensive team, yeah, they're not going to give up. They're not going to give up in any game. They have that fight. They have that heart. But man, let me tell you, sometimes it takes a toll when you look up and 6-0, you're like, holy crap, man, here we go again. Let's try to make it a game. Let's try to fight back. So I think that's what's happening. You know, a lot of times when we fall back in the games and the guys are looking up, man, it gets frustrating. And many times that happened this year.
That's interesting you say that, because when we talked to Ali yesterday, that's what he said about the offense, and that if a pitching staff is struggling and the offense is behind early, it does put quite a bit of pressure on them. Because I think the players, while they're playing, will tell you, oh, we're just doing our jobs. You know, it doesn't matter if we're up or behind. We approach our plate appearances, our at-bats, the exact same way, just trying to get on base, trying to make something happen. But this is now two people in a row who have said that, yeah, if we fall behind, it does put pressure on us as an offense, and it does strain us a bit. Yeah,
it does. I think it's nothing wrong. It's nothing bad about it. It's just that we put pressure. Like, for example, in the second inning, you already 3-0. You have two men on instead of concentrating as an offense to two men on, get a base hit, get one run. Here we are, because we're falling so far behind all the time. Here we are trying to hit a 3-run homer. You know, so you put the pressure on yourself to help the team. Instead of helping with one run base hit, you try to help them with a 3-run homer. This is in your head, man, all the time. You know, like, okay, I want to help the team. All these guys that are struggling for us as numbers-wise, it's not that they're bad players. They're great, talented players. It's just that a lot of times your mind play games on you, trying to tell you, hey, man, you got to produce. You have to do this. You have to have RBIs. You have to get base hits. You have to do this. You have to help the team win games. And sometimes some players can handle it. Sometimes other players can, you know, and that's what happened through a whole season. It's not a, like I always say to many, many people when they ask me about offense, it's not having the player of the month award. You know, it's not having the player of the month award. You can have a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a full month of being the best player in the league. And all of a sudden you find yourself struggling 5 months of the year. So it's a constant thing that has to happen in the offense, and it's consistency out of the whole nine players on that day.
Hey, Benji, I know we're not in the clubhouse. We don't know the dynamic of those guys. But here's what I always notice this from the outside. When a team is struggling, you know, like the Cardinals have been kind of up and down, you can hear like, oh, this team doesn't have personality, or it doesn't have character, or the guys aren't playing for each other. I mean, it happened with, you know, Blues hockey when the Blues were struggling. And then suddenly the team gets hot. And it goes on a winning streak. It makes a push for the playoffs. Suddenly the guys are playing for each other. Suddenly personality erupts. And we see that from the outside. But what's going on in the clubhouse where, what are we missing? Where from the outside, like I said, we switch from, oh, they have no personality to suddenly they're playing for each other. But in the clubhouse, what's actually happening?
This team right here, it has shown very, very good chemistry. You can see it on the field. You can see it on practices. You can see it on BP. You can see a lot of times in the clubhouse when you walk around. These guys like each other. Mm-hmm. They do. And they have a great chemistry. That's why you see the fight. It's not really easy to come back to the field and you find yourself down or something in the scoreboard, and like these guys have done all year, they fight back. That chemistry that they have is really, really cool. Now, it has to translate on the field. I get it, you know, and you have to hit, you have to pitch, you have to run and all that and catch. So, but these guys, I would not worry about one bit. These guys are very good people. These guys like each other. They like to joke around. I see it. You can see it all the time. If you want to come over early for batting practice, look how they interact with each other. Look how they interact during the game. They're always talking to each other in the dugout. They're always celebrating something. They're always laughing. They're always concentrating on the pitcher. They have a great chemistry. They really do. It makes it hard, obviously, when you're trying to do something, when you're trying to reach the first place, when you're trying to play well, all these things, yes, it make it difficult, but it has nothing to do with the chemistry. I wouldn't even worry about that clubhouse. That clubhouse is probably right now one of the best clubhouses, even though they wish and they want to play better as a record and stuff, but they like each other. And you can tell, man, that's one of the first things me and Polo noticed on the first of the year. Like, man, these guys are always together. They're hugging each other. They're laughing. They're joking. And that's a good chemistry. So, like you guys said at the beginning, this is not a bad team, man. This is a good team. They have the fight. They have the heart. Now we have to put it all together on the field.
We mentioned Ozzy Osbourne passing away yesterday at the age of 76. We found out about it, I think, right after the show, wasn't it? Like, right at the end of the show, we found out that it happened. Amy, have you ever heard... Because, you know, at Wrigley Field, the Cubs, Harry Carey used to sing the seventh mm-hmm. inning stretch, and everybody would sing with him. Mm-hmm. And when he died, they have a guest conductor for the seventh inning stretch, and it's a celebrity, usually somebody of note. Ozzy Osbourne in 2003 in August did it. Have you heard it?
No.
Oh, you got to hear
oh,
this.
Oh, no.
You got to hear this.
All right, Chicago. Let's. I want to hear a real crazy crowd start singing with me. Are you ready? Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? One, two, three, and let's go out to the forest. Let's go out to the river. Take me in the river. Bring us into
I don't remember what I have to do. And I turn out of the light. And I turn out of the light. But if we two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
I think we should have played that.
Why not?
You're not supposed,
why not?
You're not supposed to speak ill of the dead.
I didn't speak ill of it. I said it was awesome. That's so good. That is so good.
I mean, the key phrase, take me out to the bucket. Missed it.
He almost got one, two, three strikes, you're out. He almost got that part right.
This is a lot of... Na-na-na.
Oh, my God. That's just some... amazing stuff. Absolutely amazing.
Well,
and that's,
you know,
courtesy of WGN TV, by the way.
I've never heard an entire baseball stadium laugh like all at once.
It's
it was
so
that
good.
First line where he didn't hit the take me out. How does take me out of the ball game start?
Take me out of the ball game? You're talking about a Cardinals pitch? Okay. I shouldn't have said that. That was really mean of me. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I'm not sorry. Pitch better. Come on, man. Hour three of the show is coming up.
Colonel Ripper watching on YouTube says, yeesh.
Well, there's no,
and I don't know which part he's talking about.
Oh, he was definitely talking about Ozzy Osbourne. Awesome stuff. Anyway, rest in peace, Oz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.